Daily Show co-creator Liz Winstead to release pro-abortion documentary on anniversary of Roe v. Wade's demise. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 23, 2024. Liz Winstead, the co-creator of Comedy Central's The Daily Show, is coming out with a pro-abortion documentary on the two-year anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, urging Democrats to fight back against pro-life legislation. "We have politicians who have 50 years of not knowing how to talk about it," Winstead told Vanity Fair, lamenting over how people on the left urge activists not to say abortion but reproductive rights. "So the anti-abortion movement says the word four times more than we do," she added. "Everyone's been too afraid. We just decided to rip the band-aid off and take the hits." The comedian's new documentary, No One Asked You, will be screened in 8 locations starting Monday, which also falls on June 24, a date Winstead and her colleagues reportedly refer to as the overturniversary. Notably, many of the screenings will be taking place in states that have passed pro-life legislation or will have pro-abortion proposals on the ballot this fall. In the documentary, which has been in the making for the last 6 years, Winstead is reportedly seen traveling to abortion facilities in multiple states, where she sometimes stages a happy hour comedy show and, at other times, plants trees to brighten up the scenery around an abortion mill and block the view of pro-life demonstrators. The film also follows Winstead and her cohort to the Pink House in Jackson, Mississippi, the abortion facility that would eventually become the losing plaintiff in the Dobbs case. "At the time we started shooting, we did not know that would happen. No One Asked You," director Ruth Lightman told the magazine. Winstead, who is the founder of the group Abortion Access Front, told Vanity Fair that she started this organization because there was a massive hole in this movement. "There wasn't an advocacy group that was checking in, especially on the independent providers, to see how they're doing," she said. "People do this work and don't tell their families, because their families would disown them or be angry. The appreciation I got for showing up with, like, cupcakes was too much," Winstead added. "I thought, there's something terribly wrong here." Lightman also noted that when she met Winstead in 2012, the two bonded over their own abortions. At the very same time Liz was having an abortion, trying to escape an abusive relationship with her high school boyfriend in Minnesota, "I was doing the exact same thing in Philadelphia," Lightman said. "It hit me so much. I would not be talking to you if I had not had that abortion." Now, Winstead and Lightman host overturniversary events complete with a variety review that they call a cavalcade of cooch, as well as singers dressed as giant mifepristone pills, Vanity Fair reported. One of their overturniversary events will be hosted at the upcoming Democratic National Convention, DNC, in Chicago, Illinois. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X @@rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.